Good morning, dear friends. Here we are preparing ourselves to receive the morning lessons together through our internal work. We are UK1 and our giant Italian friends, ITA 3, preparing this together. And I would like to share something about the experience working together to unite the two tents into one. I will say it is very, very difficult work. We have our own share of trouble. We have our differences in language. I have, I think, separation between my friends, between the Italian friends. And I think it's difficult work. And I really need to ask his help and really remember what Rav said, that really scrutinizing why we are doing this work, why we need to do all this trouble to work together with the friends, to unite. And after really asking this question and asking his help to continue, I think I really believe that the miracle can happen, that we can unite, and my love towards my friends in this tent and the giant Italian friends, ITA 3, is grow more and more. So friends, we have this lineup and we are ready to serve you. So friends, please hear our Italian friends with great joy. ITA 3. Please go forward.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno, dear Ami.
Good morning, World Glee. It was a great honor to work with these giants. It was amazing.
Con tutto l'amore possibile.
We built this lineup with all of the love that we were able to express. And we wanted to give something to the friends. We began this work in nullification in order to overcome on all the difficulties so we could have an opportunity to give to others, like Rav teaches us to be pure, to rise above the ego. We wanted to overcome, not for ourselves, but in order to give to the friends. And this is something we could only do with the World Glee and with our 10. And this importance, this true pleasure and luck to be here each morning, it's a gift that he gave us, really, so great. For me, the attend, to everybody here.
A tutti quanti voi. Uno, due, tre, Lechaim!
Great Lechaim.
Omer HaRabash.
Rabash says,
We should know that we were given love of friends to learn how to avoid blemishing the king's honor. In other words, if he has no desire, no other desire except to give contentment to the king, he will certainly blemish the king's honor, which is called passing on kedusha, holiness, to the external ones. For this reason, we mustn't underestimate the importance of the work in love of friends, for by that he will learn how to exit self-love and enter the path of love of others. And when he completes the work of love of friends, he will be able to be rewarded with love of the Creator.
Workshop attivo. Condividi con gli amici cosa significa per te amore.
Share with the friends what love of friends means to you. Share with the friends what love of friends means to you.
All the work on spirituality begins with love of friends. Everything we do in the connection between us, to get to know the evil inclination, to ask for the friends, in the work in the ten, all the discernments we get, it all begins. This is love of friends. It's like the basis, the infrastructure for even thinking about spirituality.
Yeah, exactly. This is all of our work. All of the work is done towards the friends, that they're the important ones. And I want to give up on this place of love, self-love, self-importance. All my work is only in my attitude and my relationship to this connection between us. Alex.
There is no other love in the world. All that exists is what we're building here between us, a completely new relationship, new approach that is completely opposite from the created being. So we begin to relate to one another the way the Creator relates to us, with love and care. This is what we learn, and it's the most special thing in the world.
Yep, this is our opportunity to become similar to Him, to reach equivalence of form. And this is really the foundation for the entire correction, actually. They give us the opportunity to work on that and to try to work on this attitude, to invert our nature.
Love of friends is the mechanism that we've been given so we can live a life of bestowal, of giving, so we can be as close as possible and as similar as possible to the Creator. And what we can't achieve or come close to, this is the place from which we ask for the Creator to complement for us.
Shlomi, you're on mute.
Shlomi, you're muted.
Shomim, ken?
You hear me, yeah? Yeah, it's such a special task that we were given. What a task. And then the shortest and most secure way to get out of self-love. Where the greatest, most special, most important place for us to understand the start of bestowal into love of friends.
Yeah, in love of friends, there is everything. Here is the entire campaign. Love of friends is the thing to which we aspire. It is something that is opposite from our nature, which is something we discover. We didn't know that before. There we feel to what we have strength, to what we haven't the strength. We begin to feel all the resistance of the inclination. We see friends making efforts, and it gives us an example. It makes us envy. It creates a prayer. We begin to draw the light with respect to it. So love of friends is everything.
Can I add, love of friends, it's the only medicine. This is the state of completion, wholeness.
Yeah, love of friends is the force that calibrates us, connects us. Through the effort, through overcoming, we come to love the Creator.
Yeah, and this is actually here. This is where everything begins and ends, this whole entire spiritual path. Every extra jump, every extra ascent, it's only in the work on the connection between us. And when the light, the reforms comes from this exertion, from this trying, the difference between where we...
Omer Rabash.
Rabash says, we should know that in love of friends too, there are degrees, meaning we must contemplate the obligation of love of friends. We can compare it to a two-story building with a ground floor as well. The king is on the second floor. And one who wishes to come to the king, whose only goal is to converse with the king face to face, is told that he must first climb to the first floor, since it is impossible to climb to the second floor without first climbing to the first floor. Certainly, everyone understands that this is so. However, there is a reason why they must first climb to the first floor. It is called corrections. In other words, by climbing to the first floor, one can learn how to address the king face to face and will be able to ask the king for his wish.
Active workshop, prepare with friends to address the king in this lesson.
Yeah, friends, let's ask the Creator to help us connect, to be as one man and one heart, so we can arrange the vessels for us, really, so we can be really out of ourselves, concentrated as one man and one heart, in the equivalent of form.
Yeah, now we have a chance to communicate with the force that gives us life, and ask of it for anything, anything that we want, that we need. We can now, through the connection between us and the common prayer, turn to it and ask. Olga.
Yeah, actually we've got 3 hours here that bring us closer together to the Creator, to the Source. And the main thing is being able to speak with something outside of us. Everyone is not engaged with himself, but he's a little bit towards the other, towards the creation, towards the goal of creation.
Yeah. And we can do this by trying to be incorporated in one another, annul ourselves before each other, and to really try to be integrated in the flow of the stream of the ten.
Yeah, because all of our words, our entire conversation with the king is only through love of friends, that this is our concern, this need and desire to exist, to care for all of the friends and each and every friend for every ten, and only from that special channel, that special frequency. From there, we're speaking and communicating with the Creator. And actually, and that's where the Creator aims us.
Yeah, it's a king with a hearing problem. He doesn't hear personal requests. He hears only our requests for the friends or our joint requests. And he also hears very well any other request that we somehow want to come to it, to approach it. So we have the strength to think about each other, the strength to pray, to care for the friends, and to ask of it for as long as possible to be in this intention. This is all we can ask of him.
Everything that we want and the dream that can happen tomorrow will happen only by what we do today, our request, our connection. This is the basis for a better tomorrow. Yep, this is actually what brings joy, to speak with him through the connection, through our mutual efforts, which in a second we're about to enter into, this mutual prayer, a special unity. So, let's attack.
In short, I wish the Creator felt our common pain, to give him a little bit of contentment, to a little bit come out of ourselves and to really feel him.
Prayer of the friends. Creator, thank you for bringing us together. Please allow all our tens to stand before you with a right request. Open our hearts to the yearning of our friends for spirituality, so we can all pray for each other to attain the spirituality now, to use every moment of the day as an opportunity to think about you and be with you all day. May all of our efforts lead us to your revelation.